And for our speaker today, first speaker today, Clary Redd is from St. Louis with the Stimson law firm, He's been around for a while. He started his career as a trust administrator, as I understand it, so he knows what that's about. As a frequent speaker at CLE programs, a member of ACTEC, et cetera, et cetera. This morning, Clary's going to bring us up to speed on recent developments, cases, regulations, and so on and so on, and giving us some inside information on what Mr. Trump and his advisors are doing right now as to the upcoming tax bill. No doubt some of the cases and rulings that Clary will be talking about this morning, we may well talk about them in the workshop this afternoon. But without further ado, here is Charles A. Clary Redd from St. Louis.
Thank you, Professor Johansson, and it's my pleasure to be here with all of you today. My first time speaking at this program, and it's an honor to have been invited here. Thank you again. A number of things to cover over the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Actually, the first item I want to put on our agenda today isn't covered in my materials, and I don't have a slide on it because it's so recent. And many of you, perhaps all of you, have heard about it, but for those of you who haven't, and even those of you who have, I just want to bring you up to speed a little bit on what I think is a pretty significant development involving the Corporate Transparency Act. And what happened recently, 3 days ago to be exact, is that the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas, Sherman Division, handed down a new case. The case is entitled Texas Top Cop Shop, Inc. versus Garland. Try to say that three times really fast, Texas Cop Shop. This case is significant in that, well, first of all, it's the latest of, I've counted them up, I think now, 12 cases that have been decided around the country by various federal courts involving challenges to the Corporate Transparency Act. I have materials on the CTA, not including a summary of this case, of course, but my materials begin at page 78. I have an appendix right there at the very, very end of my materials that lists 9 cases, so I haven't been quite able to keep up to date. This is number 12. The first of the cases, as you may remember, handed down earlier this year was a case out of the Federal District Court for the Northern District of Alabama, which held that the CTA was unconstitutional. And the court in Alabama enjoined the government from imposing the requirements of the CTA on the parties before the court. However, what's quite notable about this latest case, Texas Cop Shop, is that the judge imposed a nationwide preliminary injunction on the imposition of the requirements of the CTA. So as we sit here today, the CTA isn't being enforced and can't be enforced. Now, does that really get us to a place where we can breathe a sigh of relief and say, well, the CTA is behind us? Well, of course, that's not true. That could end up being the result, but that's not where we are now. Where we are now is kind of waiting to see what the government will do in response to the district court's decision. And one would expect that the government will run off to the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals and ask for a stay, a pause in the enforcement of the district court action, which would put the CTA back in play. So the sorts of responses that the Fifth Circuit could give to such a move by the government would include, it could be denied altogether, in which case we continue to motor on down the road with the CTA not being enforced until the district court hears the case on the merits.